Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
If you're tired of the old way of networking, the business cards, the awkward conversations, and the aggressive pitches, but you know how crucial your network is to your success in life, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Build Your Network, the only top-rated show committed to helping you master content networking, foster real relationships, increase your authority, and build the network of your dreams. Listen in on conversations with world-class entrepreneurs, authors, thought leaders, and more as we deconstruct their best strategies for your success. So get ready to burn your business cards, ditch the name tag, and discover the new way to network with your host, Travis Chappell.
Okay, so there's been a lot of social media frenzy because Trump was pretty upset about some censorship of some of his tweets. And he signed an executive order about censorship. Was even threatening, it seemed, to shut Twitter down completely, which is pretty crazy.
So the question is censorship okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, the big question, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of conversation about whether, you know, shutting down someone for censorship is bad.
Sure.
Which we'll let you guys have in the comments, I'm sure.
It'll turn political without us having to mention anything about politics.
But I think the big conversation really is, there is a lot of censorship on social media platforms like YouTube. We talked about Joe Rogan, like YouTube censoring, demonetizing videos, like because of what they're talking about.
Which is why he's going to Spotify.
Right. So do you think that there's a place for censorship on social media, on whatever platform that people are connecting on?
Yeah. So it's so nuanced, man. I think that's the difficult part about censorship is that, you know, you obviously don't want a bunch of horrible fake, because Facebook for a while was very much that way. Like you didn't know which news sources to trust. There were so many things that you could just click on and now you're just reading random story.
People treated Facebook like a news source.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. I feel like it was like a long time where my news feed was only that. And I think they've done a good job of cleaning it up a little bit, but at the same time, we've been running into some issues just with even our own ads. Like we don't say anything at all. Like, okay. So, we did a video on Elon Musk recently and we're talking about Elon Musk and the New York Times and stuff like that. And we wanted to put a little bit of ad spend behind that video to boost it out a little bit. And we got censored. We got blocked from putting ad spend behind it because at the beginning of the video, we show the clip of Elon Musk smoking a joint with Joe Rogan. And we weren't allowed to do it because it promoted smoking. Like we didn't promote smoke. We didn't even talk about smoking at all. We did like a fake coughing thing at the beginning, but we didn't say go smoke something. We didn't
really
encourage
stupid
people to smoke. It was literally we didn't even have to put that clip in there. It was just something, oh, that might be funny. You know, like just trying to put some stuff in for content's sake. And they were like, no, no bad. You know what I mean? So I think that it's just so difficult to say like what's supposed to be censored and what's not supposed to be censored. I do think that some of it should happen. You know, you don't want just like a bunch of profanity.
But that's the hard thing though, it's all subjective of like what is
right.
Because there's people like my mom would love it if like people couldn't say the F word on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
My mom would be like, oh, it's so awesome. They're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
But like, there's other people who would be like, that's a huge restriction on my free speech. Like, I don't think that's okay.
Right.
And, you know, same thing with like, what's hate speech? You know, I mean, what is fill in the blank?
How do you actually define it?
Yeah. And so it's hard. Like, I know Facebook has a diverse group of people that, you know, third party. But again, it's so nuanced. And every person's going to, like, there's things that I don't want to see, but I can personally choose not to look at it saying like, I don't want to see it. So you can't see
it. And Facebook's algorithm is built for those things. Anyway.
Right.
Like
exactly.
They show you more of what you like and show you less of what you don't.
That's
like.
A pro tip. If you don't like seeing something, don't comment on it that you hate seeing it, because Facebook will say, oh, they engage with that and send you nothing but that.
It always cracks me up when people say something like that. When we post an ad or something like that,
take me off your ad list. Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Yeah. So, actually keep commenting that on our videos.
Yeah, please.
We'll retarget you.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, so there's that. Okay. So people get upset about censorship. Like, and obviously we saw, you know, Joe Rogan totally getting off YouTube. And I think that's probably a big factor in it, is being able to go somewhere where he's guaranteed not to be censored.
Right.
So let's talk about that. Like, do you know, I mean, I can't think of any stories of a podcast being censored or a platform. So does that seem like the most, to me, I'm looking at that story and thinking like, well, I'm glad that most of my messaging goes out through my podcast and not through
social media. It's definitely a point. It's definitely a point for podcasting. Like I've been putting out content for almost 3 full years now, and I've never even thought about any of that stuff until the last 6 months or so.
Hey, you don't think about censorship when you're not a voice.
Right. Well, and I mean, just too, because all of my content's been pretty much solely podcasting.
Right.
But now that I've been trying to do more stuff on Facebook and like putting ad spend behind things and actually creating YouTube videos, I'm starting to run into a lot of those issues with, you know, something getting demonetized or something getting flagged or something getting censored. And it's nothing intrinsically hurtful or harmful. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with what I'm saying, but it's just, it violates some weird random policy that the algorithm picked out. It's not even like a human being that's making the decisions of whether or not something is or isn't allowed to be on the platform. It's just these complex algorithms that are deciding what should and shouldn't be there. And I think a lot of it's probably good. You know, I think in general, it's probably a good idea rather than a bad idea. But where do you draw the line? I don't know. I really honestly don't know if there'll ever be a really clear solution to that, because there's too many posts.
Yeah.
You know, how many people post on Facebook and Instagram every day? I don't even know.
How do you monitor all of that?
Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. Definitely. Yeah. Well, I think podcasts, like you said, it's a point for podcasting. And I think I think being able to have an open discussion is the clearest way to like really understand somebody and have, and like we were talking before, there's like have empathy with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like it is, there's so many examples. Like there's people that people probably hate that you've interviewed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you get to sit down, have a conversation with them. And then at the end of the conversation, like at least understand why you disagree better.
Right. Well, yeah. Interesting about that, because, you know, obviously you were there when I interviewed Tommy Lahren, and I had a few people text me that were just like, hey man, I saw that you were going out there to interview her and I just didn't even want anything to do with it. But I ended up watching the interview and you did a really good job of having a conversation. yeah. You were one
of
them.
I was on the plane saying, well, New York will be cool.
Yeah. Right. But that's the point of having open discussions with people is trying to get everybody to be able to see the world from the other person's perspective
and find where you do agree.
Although you may disagree on certain things, you know, I look at myself to be fairly conservative, but I disagree with Fox News and Tommy a good amount of the time, you know, but that doesn't mean that I have to say no to you as a person because I disagree with you on these things. And that goes to the other side of the equation for me as well. Cause to me, I feel like I'm pretty much right in the middle there. And so like both sides, I see so many things that I agree with and so many things that I disagree with, but that doesn't, like at that point, who do you hang out with? Who do you talk to? Who do you connect with? If you're just always like, well, we disagree on this one thing, so we can no longer be friends or talk anymore. What was interesting is the way that I grew up. That's basically how I lived my life before.
Yeah.
It was like, if you didn't agree with me on everything, then we weren't going to be friends.
Right.
because only you, if you disagree with me, then you're just dead wrong. You know, right. there's no middle ground. There's no gray area. It's super black and white. And if you disagree, you're wrong. And I need to teach you how to see my perspective. And, right. and so podcasting has really been one of those things I think just has been a tool for me to be able to have conversations with people from just so many different walks of life, different backgrounds, and has really opened up my perspective. That along with stuff like travel, I think really yeah, helps do huge. That. But that's why podcasting is so, I think, you know, so cool is stuff like that. And then the lack of censorship over there, you're allowed to have those types of discussions with people right. over a long period of time. And yeah. something we were talking about yesterday too, is that on a lot of these other social platforms, you lose out on some of the authenticity. And I hate that word because yeah. everybody overuses the word authenticity yeah. anymore, but it is true. I can take a picture of myself at an infinity pool at a resort in Mexico and put some douchey caption on it and post it out there and pretend to be somebody that I'm not.
And get away with it for a long time. Sure. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. But on a podcast episode, if you're having a conversation with somebody for an hour and you do that three times a week, you are going to come out. Like you cannot, even if you are trying to, you would not be able to suppress your inner self. Right. Like you, yeah. like you're going to come out
unless you're at a some great point actor. Doing that.
Yeah, or you're a sociopath.
Right. right.
Yeah. So, awesome. Yeah, just so many reasons for so many points for podcasting there. But starting with the censorship thing, because I think it's just one of the only platforms that still exists where it's just because you have so much control over it.
Right.
You know, with podcasting, nothing's reaching you that you didn't decide to be able to reach you. Does that make sense? Like
right.
on Facebook, you can see something on Facebook that you did not allow to come onto your timeline via ads or, you know, somebody else's opinion because you added them as a friend, but you didn't know that they had this other opinion that you didn't like. You know, with podcasting, like you subscribe to the ones that you want to subscribe to.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
that's why right. I feel like you don't have to worry near as much about some of that censorship stuff. And it should be similar with YouTube, but I think YouTube is yeah. starting to really cross the line. And
I think they'll back off a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I think more creators raising their hands and saying, hey, Spotify, got yeah. any extra cash for another deal?
Right.
And, yeah. I think they're going to have to start really looking internally at stuff like that.
I mean, I get it. I mean, you had some truly horrific stuff on YouTube that they right. did need to address.
Sure.
But,
yeah.
But and, with everything, the pendulum swings and then it comes back. And, mm-hmm. you know, now it's going the other way where people are like, people are too free to say horrible things. And now it's like, oh, I can barely say anything.
Right. And a lot of times I think where it starts crossing the line is where it starts becoming political and yeah. not something that we all agree right. is bad. You know, right. like seeing somebody, you know, seeing profanity or something like that. It's like, okay, this probably shouldn't just be public on Facebook. Like this probably should have some form of, you know,
warning guidance. At least.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once it starts getting to where there's a political agenda behind right. the post where it's like, okay, but like 40% of the country was okay with that one, but you banned it
yeah.
because
well,
the CEO of your company yeah. isn't okay with it. That to me is like well, especially with now social media being a trusted news source.
Yeah.
It's no longer just social media.
Yeah.
Like they have a moral responsibility to represent everybody's opinions on their platform. But I mean, at the same time, it is privately, you know, it's private yeah. industry. And if it's your company, you should
right.
maybe be allowed to do what you want to do. But you know, I don't know.
No, definitely. No, there's actually a really good, and we can kind of close on this, but there's a really good, you know, thing that kind of shows the issues with censorship and it really shows the breakdown. And that actually was on Joe Rogan's. They had a Twitter exec on the thing talking about like, and they asked just specific case in point, like this person said this, why are they banned? Why are they not? And like, it really pokes a lot of holes, like, you know, inside of that thing of like, how do you determine what is crossing the line or what's not?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, but again, like, being able to be on another medium is really refreshing. Like, mm-hmm. again, like it is different, like writing out a post for Facebook versus getting on a podcast and just sharing, you know, are people still going to disagree with you? Yeah. But at least right. you're able to say what you want to say.
Also, you know, one thing that I don't like about podcasting traditionally is that there's no, there's no liking or commenting or anything yeah. like that on it. But I think that's also one of the cool things about the platform is that, you know, there would be so much less hate from people on Facebook if commenting weren't allowed. Because that's what makes it so horrible. Is like,
it's like I'm going to whammy them.
Yeah, exactly. This, yeah. There's so many people in the comments that are just getting further and further entrenched in their own beliefs on both sides. Everybody on both sides is getting further and further and further entrenched in their own beliefs. Nobody's mind's ever changed by a Facebook comment. And yet still everybody and their mom spends hours commenting back and forth and trying to prove their point to everybody. Yeah. Whereas podcasting is just like you hear an opinion in your car. You have no idea if there's a million other people listening
and
to it.
And you have time to think about it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
You like, hear it and then it's silence. You're like, huh, what
do I think about that? Yeah. You hear it, but you have no idea if there's one other person listening or a million other people listening. And you have no idea what their opinions are. Mm. You just hear it and formulate an opinion and you go, interesting. And then then it's done.
Yeah. You know even if it's dumb, it's done. You're like, okay, well, I wouldn't do that. But
right. Even if you disagree with it, there's no further outrage.
Right.
So like if you disagree with something that you watch on Facebook or something, you can get in the comments and like your outrage has done nothing but like given a turbo boost. You know what I mean? Like you're just like, you're just turning on the NOS button.
How can I write this the worst way to get enough people to support what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Right. Yeah. So like, then you read further down and like that just anger inside of you starts just boosting itself more and more the further you go down in the comments, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then by the end of it, you're like, well, I'm just gonna, and you like go write out this giant book and guess what? Nobody changes their minds. And you're like, oh, this is the problem with everybody. And then you end up like, you know, being unproductive for the rest of the day and just playing video games. Cause you're like, oh, the world is going to hell.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, podcasting doesn't do that.
Definitely. Well, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. Yeah.
But to be clear,
That's it for this episode. If you want to connect with Travis and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join his free Facebook group, Podcast to Profit. Travis will see you there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.